reading to you from the first chapter of the book of Acts, and with the eighth verse. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the world. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 50 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. 1 year later, God called me to preach, and I've been sharing Christ ever since. Well, folks, listen. I want you to listen tonight. I have just about a five-minute thing at the end of my broadcast. It's going to be very important for everybody that listens to my broadcast. Some it may affect, some may not affect. But I hope you'll listen. Well, I'll be with you for 28 minutes. I just wish you'd kick off your slippers, sit back and relax. Pour you a glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to a very familiar verse of Scripture in the second chapter of Ephesians and with the eighth verse. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You know, this is a misunderstood verse of Scripture in the Bible. See, the problem is man does not believe that he is a sinner. Well, my wife sure didn't believe she was a sinner. Here's what she told me after I accepted Christ and quit drinking and started going to church. And she said, I don't smoke, nor do I drink. Now, that was seen to be the worst sin in the world. Well, she said, and I'll tell you something else, Cecil. That preacher said we were born in sin. Well, my mom and dad were married. That was her concept of being a sinner. But here's what happened. And I say this with all humility. The day I accepted Jesus Christ, he took away my desire for alcohol. He gave me a new heart. And I'm telling you right now, I changed immediately. I started a church. I quit cussing. I quit drinking. I started reading my Bible. And I found out that God had something for me in life, as he does with any man or woman or boy or girl who accepts Christ as their Lord and Savior. See, man really, really wants to believe that he is good enough to get into heaven. A few years ago, I visited my 85-year-old auntie, who was in a nursing home. And she said, Cecil, I'll be so glad when God takes me home. And I said, Aunt Noreen, how do you know that you're going to heaven? She said, well, why shouldn't I? I've lived a good life, and she surely had. But what she had failed to do, she had failed to recognize Jesus as her personal Savior. Now, this is the key to heaven. Jesus told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. We must have first the physical birth, or we wouldn't be on this earth. But Jesus said, we must be born twice, or born again, or born from heaven. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The secret to faith is having faith in Jesus Christ. I read you John 3:15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. John 11:25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And then he says, John 20:31, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing he might have life through his name. And here is the crux of the whole matter, friends. If you don't know where you're going when you die, read this over and over. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. See, it's with the mouth. You can't say, I have accepted Jesus as a personal Savior, except the Spirit of living God gives it to you. Now, let me tell you about a man that's found in the book of Acts. His name was Cornelius. Now, here's what he did. According to the Bible, he was a devout man. Well, that sounds good when we think he was devout. He gave much alms to people. That means he was a very generous person. And he prayed to God always. Now, if he wasn't a good man, what was he? According to the Bible, he was lost and undone. What was his problem? He didn't know Jesus as personal Savior. Jesus said, no man, absolutely no man, cometh to the Father except by me. Yes, he believed in God, but his sins had not forgiven. Listen, friends, when I was a little boy, 4 years old, I guess, I used to say my prayers every night, thanking God for my mom, my dad, my brothers, my sister, my horse, my dog. But I did not know Jesus. I did not know Jesus. You say, well, why do we have to know Jesus? Well, let's go back to the Garden of Eden, where it all happened. Our great-great-great-great-grandfather and grandmother sinned. Really, folks, they had it made in the shade. God put them in this beautiful garden to take care of it. And at night, in the cool of the evening, God would come in fellowship with Adam and Eve. That's what he wants to do with you and me tonight. He wants to fellowship. Friends, when you wake up in the morning, do you talk to him? When you go to bed at night, do you thank him? Oh, friends, there's so much we ought to thank him for. And, you know, I'll tell you a little secret. It really isn't a secret, but it is a secret. Tell him you love him. God loves to hear that. Every father and mother loves to hear their children say, I love you. I got a little great-granddaughter that my daughter adopted. And she said, Grandpa, I love you. Oh, that melts my heart. I've got another little great-grandson that tells me he loves me. And he's just 1 year old. And I love him too. Oh, my, how I love that little guy. Now, God had warned Adam and Eve not to partake of this one fruit that was in the garden. He made it clear which tree not to eat. One day Eve was out in the garden by the forbidden tree, and old Satan appeared unto Eve as a servant. Now the servant said to Eve, you can eat of this fruit because God lied to you. If you eat of that fruit, you'll be as wise as Almighty God. See, which was a dirty lie. See, friends, that's what Satan tries to get us to do, to doubt the Bible. Some people say, well, there must be 6 or 7 ways into heaven. No, there isn't. There's only one way into heaven. It's not by the Catholic Church, Baptist Church, Mormon Church, Jehovah's Witness. It's by Jesus. That's the way you get into heaven. Well, Eve fell for it, shaded the fruit, and she gave Adam a bite. This opened their eyes, and they discovered that they were naked. So they hid from God, which is impossible. That's like trying to hide your sin from God. God said, Adam, Adam, where art thou? The end results, because of their sin, they were cast forth out of the Garden of Eden. And that's the whole sin problem in a nutshell. You see, that broke fellowship with God and man. Something had to do to reestablish that fellowship, or otherwise someone had to pay for the sins to restore mankind. God only had one son. His name was Jesus. Now God sent Jesus in the world to pay the sin debt. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal everlasting life. Friends, listen. This includes the rich man. This includes the poor man. This includes the black man, the white man, the brown man, the yellow man. This is universal, international. Any man, woman listening to my voice tonight who are unsaved have an opportunity tonight to accept Jesus Christ as Savior. Now, I know it sounds good. Well, I've lived a good life. I paid my bills. I don't beat my dog. I don't whoop my wife. That sounds good. But, beloved, it won't get you into heaven, I'll tell you for sure. See, God has always been on the giving end. He's always giving. Jesus was born of a virgin in an old stinking horse barn. He walked on this earth for 33 years. He went about doing good, healing the blind, raising the dead, and he called 12 men to be his disciples. He commanded them to go into the world and preach the gospel to every living creature. Listen to me, brothers and sisters in Christ. You say, well, I go to church, Cecil, on Sunday, and I go to prayer meeting, and I read my Bible. Well, that's fine and good, and you should. But, beloved, there's more to it than that. He called every man and woman who names the name of Jesus to a job. You say, my job, I'm a nobody. Oh, yes, you are somebody. You say, I was in prison for 3 years. You're somebody. God has always been giving on that giving end. Well, then one day, they hauled him into a kangaroo court, and he was sentenced to die on a cruel Roman cross. He had done no sin. He was sinless. When they nailed him on that horrible cross, he could have called down 10,000 angels to rescue him. But he chose to give his life as a ransom for your sins and for mine. They never took his life. He gave it because he loved you and he loved me. Then they buried him in a barred tomb, and the leaders of that day said, we won't have to worry about that guy again. Wrong, wrong. On the third day, Jesus arose from the grave. He was seen by over 550 of his disciples for over 30-some days, and then one day, he went on a mountainside, and there he told his disciples what they must do. And they ascended then up into heaven, and today he is sitting at the right hand of God, interceding for you and for me this day. You say, Cecil, you know, I've done wrong since I've been a Christian. Sure I have. And I've sinned since I've been a Christian. Well, here's what you need to do. You need to come to him, confess it, tell him what you did, and then turn from it and ask him to come in you, to forgive you. No, he don't have to save you again. What he has to do is forgive your sin. And he said he would. If we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Well, look at old Nicodemus. He was an honorable man. He was a very wealthy man. And he belonged to the famous Sanhedrin court. And he approached Jesus one night because he'd heard from other Christians that Jesus was something special. And he said, you know, you must be from God, for no man doeth these miracles except God be with him. Jesus looked into Nicodemus' heart and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Dear friends, listen to me. I'm not proud to confess that I was an alcoholic for many years. I lost my business. I lost my family. And one night I called the pastor out of bed at 3 a.m. and told him I was taking my life. And then I began to cry and I said, but I'm so afraid to die. That dear godly pastor told me to come to his home. I sat down for 3 hours and heard the most beautiful love story ever told. That morning he told me that God did not love my sins, but he loved me a sinner. Knowing no theology that morning, I fell on my knees and cried out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Friends, that was over 49 years ago. God sobered me up, gave me back my family. Soon my wife was born again. 1 year later, God called me to preach, and that's what I've been doing for this past many years. Yes, Ephesians 2:8-9. It tells us exactly what he did for us. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. See, if you could stand before God tonight and say, well, I did do wonderful things. I gave to the poor. I was a philanthropist. I gave thousands of dollars away. Hey, on my ministry, Christmas time, we give many, many, many big baskets of groceries and turkeys to needy families, but that's not going to get me into heaven. I'm not going to get into heaven because I'm a preacher. I'm getting to heaven because I asked Jesus to forgive my sins and invited him into my heart. Friends, maybe the Holy Spirit of God has revealed to you tonight that you're a lost sinner on the road to a devil's hell. You might even feel a tugging at your old heart. You might feel a drawing and you don't understand it. Maybe you're even crying. You say, I don't understand what's going on. Well, if you've opened your heart enough to let the Holy Spirit draw you, he's trying to draw you to Jesus' wounded side. And maybe you're saying, God's going to say, child, humble yourself. Come to me and I'll give you rest. Maybe you're going through financial problems. Maybe you've lost a loved one by death. Maybe your children are out in the world and you just don't know what to do. You're beside yourself. Come to Jesus tonight, friend, and let him take care of you. He sure will. Are you ready to pray tonight for salvation? If you are, friends, listen to me. If you feel tonight and you don't know where you're going to spend eternity, it's a good thing to know that you're not going to heaven. If you don't know where you're going, the Holy Spirit of God will reveal to us where we're going if we'll ask him. If you'd like to trust the Lord tonight, and you, listen, friend, please don't pray this prayer if you don't mean it, because it could get you in trouble. But here's how the prayer goes. Precious Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm sorry for all the things I've done unto you and unto my loved ones and my friends. And dear Lord, the best way I know tonight, I'm opening my heart and I'm inviting you in to be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you've met that prayer, get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. That's 303-471-8534. I'll not use your name on the air. I'll not embarrass you. I'll not sit down and write and ask you for money. Friends, I don't care where you go to church. I am so concerned where you spend eternity. Oh, friends, this might be the last time that God's Holy Spirit will ever tug at your heart. No one has a guarantee that they'll be alive in the morning. Nobody of us. None of us. But we have the assurance that he'll save us if we call upon him. I'm waiting for your call. 303-471-8534. Oh, friends, give him your heart while there's still time.
Oh, Jesus. Hello, and thank you, Cecil, for allowing me to come on your broadcast. Gene asked me to take a few minutes and explain something to all of the listeners on this program. I'm sure you all know that there is a health care crisis in this country. People and families are losing their benefits every day. In fact, according to the latest statistics, over 175 million Americans are now underinsured or have no benefits whatsoever. Let me tell you about a company that is changing the way that health care is done in America today. This company is over 13 years old, has over 1 million members, and works with over 100,000 providers nationwide. Imagine saving from 20 to 80% on four essential benefits. These benefits are dental, vision, prescription drug, and chiropractic care. And the best part is there are no waiting periods. There's no limits on visits or services. There's no deductibles. There are no claim forms to fill out. There's no age limits. All pre-existing conditions are covered. Cosmetic dentistry is included. And you can change dentists whenever you want. This plan includes a vision benefits plan. At places like LensCrafters, Pearl Vision, Eye Masters, Sears, JCPenney's, and many more, with savings up to 60%. This plan also includes a prescription drug discount plan, which is taken at over 50,000 drugstores, as well as the largest mail order service in America, with savings up to 50%. And last but not least, you receive chiropractic benefits, with savings up to 50% at over 7,000 participating doctors. Now imagine that all four benefits for only $11.95 for an individual or $19.95 per month covers everyone who lives in your household, related or not. Our company saved its members over $500 million last year alone. Just a couple of testimonies. I went to the dentist and saved $600 the first time I used the dental benefit plan. I also saved $245 the last time that I bought a pair of glasses at Pearl Vision. We have thousands of testimonies like this all over America. There was a lady in Minnesota, her name is Cecile Hall, called me and asked me to share the benefit plan with her. And when I got to her house, I sat down at the table with her, and she was showing me what she actually tries to live on. There's 50 million seniors in this country trying to do the same thing that you know, they're in the same situation she's in. Her Social Security check, which is her only source of income since her husband had been passed for about 15 years, and that check was $780. Out of that, she was spending $219 on drugs, and she had her six drugs laid out. She said, "Can you help me?" And after about 10 to 15 minutes, we had those drugs being mail-ordered right to her door, so she didn't have to find a ride to get to the drugstore. And we saved her a little over $100. She looked at me and grabbed my hand and said, "John, do you mean to tell me that I'm going to have an extra $25 a week to buy food with?" And I said, "Yes." And I asked her, I said, "Cecilia," I said, How do you survive on such a little amount of money?" And she said, "Well, sometimes I would cut my drugs in half, and other times I just wouldn't eat." And, you know, when I walked out of the house that day, I looked back and I just thought, you know, no one can tell me this program doesn't work. For the little cost that it takes to have the benefits that people need so desperately in this country, it's just a fabulous thing for people to be able to find benefits like this at the cost that they can actually afford. What I'd like to do now is, until next time, please contact Gene Moe at 303-471-8535. I appreciate your time, and God bless you all.
Thank you, John, for that wonderful, wonderful thing. By the way, folks, you know, I can attest to what he said is true. You know, I had a month ago, I had my eyes operated on, my one eye operated on, and I had to get glasses. Well, I went to Pearl Vision yesterday and ordered my glasses, and I saved $180. Now, I'm telling you, it works. So, if you dear people, if you have a need like that, get a hold of my wife, Jean. I have nothing to do with this. I don't know. I'm a preacher. That's about all I know what to do. But you call her at 303-471-8535. That's just one different than my number. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Father, for blessing our lives. And thank you for this insurance and for John. Well, it's not insurance, but it's a program. Bless them, Lord, and I pray they'll be able to help thousands of people in this country. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, friends, for the past 28 minutes, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. I want to thank you so much for listening tonight, and oh, I pray I said something that would encourage you, something to let you know that God loves you. Friends, God's not up in heaven with a ball bat trying to pop you in the head every time you make a mistake. He wants you to love him. He wants you to serve him. And friends, I tell you, I've been doing it for 49 years, and I've not regretted one day. Oh, I've had my ups and downs, sure, but we all do. You have them without Jesus. Well, friends, until this time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.